Good morning. Well, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm, but that'll do right now. Isn't it just the most beautiful day today? Read with me, if you would, please, this beautiful Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun will not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord preserveth going out and coming in from this time forth and even more. What song could be better to follow up that beautiful scripture than How Great Thou Art? O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Sing it out, then sings my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, yes, shouts, with shouts of acclamation, Lord, take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. You may be seated. I have a question for you. What's your story? What's your story? You know, you're going to be able to share that story millions of times when you get to heaven. The angels are going to know about your salvation. They're going to know, what is your story? And I love this song because it says, "This is my story." Blessed assurance, this is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is your story. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, washed in His love. Sing it out now. This is my story, this is my song, just praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. I love that song, don't you? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Just doesn't get any better than that, I don't think. All right, we're going to sing number 138. I haven't been giving you the page numbers, but I don't know that too many people use them anyway anymore, do you? 138 would be this page number. At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till the guilty of imploring turned at Calvary. mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my servant soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Amen. I want to introduce you to someone really special in my life. I have loved this woman longer than I've loved any other woman. I can't say more because I love my wife more, but my sister, Patty, and she's going to come and we're going to do a song. Yay, Patty. She got all the brains and the looks in the family.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just a quick story about Patty. I became a Christian January 13th, 1970. And I was in church on Sunday morning, and this sitting right up front, you know, like a good Baptist should do. And this deacon came down and he said, "Jim, you have an emergency in your family. Your sister's had an accident and it's quite serious." So I dropped everything and I drove. The hospital's about 20 miles away. And I got to about 5 miles from the hospital, and I saw her car. And she had been hit head-on. And her car had been on the side, and they had just flipped it over. And I got out of the car just because the traffic was stopped, and I got out of the car and looked. And on her window on the passenger side was a gospel tract. And it was the Romans Road. Romans 3:10, all of sin and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. So it was this. I could tell by the severity of the accident that it wasn't good. I got to the hospital. She was in a coma. She was in a coma for 30 days. And so I went and sat with her from time to time. And one time she woke up and she looked at me and she said, "Jim, would you pray for me?" And then she was out again. She doesn't even remember doing that. And I realized I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say to God. What do you say? And I didn't know what to say. So I did what the Bible said. I just said, "God, I don't know what to say." And he says that when we do that, that the Spirit intercedes for us. Knows our heart. But the words came out, and they were just words of praise, because I'd known about being a Christian my whole life. We grew up in a Christian family, but I somehow, like a lot of things in my life. And so I became a Christian, and because of that, and because of what the miracles God has done, and she's been a long time recovering, and never recovered really, and that's been, 50 years ago. But she is such an inspiration. She is actually the music leader at a church in Sholo. And she is such an inspiration to me because not only of what she's been through her whole life, but how God has helped her overcome every barrier. And it's just beyond miracle. And if I stood up here and went through all the injuries she would have, it would be too late to hear the pastor's message. So we won't do that. But we love to sing together. Actually, our family, when my mom and dad was alive, we had a bluegrass gospel band. It was awful. It was pretty bad. But it didn't stop us from trying. We tried to honor God with that anyway. So
I have to say that track that was on my windshield was "Believe ye in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Yeah. And here I am.
Soon I'll come to the end of life's journey, and I'll see the one who gave his life for me. And I will thank him for the love that he gave me. And 10,000 years or more I'll reign with his name. 10,000 years will just be started. 10,000 years will just be gone. The battle's over and the victory's been won. 10,000 years and we've just begun. Oh, we will just begin to sing love's sweet story. It's a song that the angels cannot sing. For I'm redeemed by the blood of my Savior. And 10,000 years or more I'll praise his name. 10,000 years will just be started. 10,000 years will just be gone. The battle's over. And the victory's been won. 10,000 years. 10,000 years. 10,000 years. And we've just begun.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Beautiful job, beautiful words. What a message there.